Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. Listen to our guest lineup this week. My first guest is one of TV's major stars, the $6 million man, Lee Majors, is going to be joining us. Later on, beautiful Bo Derek will be here, and my buddy Jerry Springer will be on the first hour of the show. Next hour, from CBS News, Leslie Stahl. She's got a new book out about grandparents, which is a perfect gift for Christmas. Then the executive producer, responsible for Independence Day, Stargate, Godzilla, Dean Devlin has a brand new movie we'll be chatting about. The star of Bering Sea Gold on the Discovery Channel, Emily Rydell. Then we're going to talk toys with Elizabeth Warner and Hot Flashes with Dr. Mary Jane Minkin in our lifestyle segment. That's all coming on this week. And coming up after a short break, along with myself, Lee Majors.
If you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com. Refundsasap.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
And there it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text GRIT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text GRIT to 321-321. That's GRIT to 321-321.
Steve Austin, astronaut, a man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
And that's the $6 million man. And joining us right now on the show is just that fella. It has been a long time since we last talked to our guest. And I got to tell you something. He is one prolific actor. There's no doubt about it. Big star on both the small and the big screen. His iconic roles as Heath Barkley in The Big Valley, which, by the way, I watch every week on ETV, Colonel Steve Austin, the icon show of the $6 million man, and, of course, Colt Stevens in The Fall Guy. Joining us right now is Lee Majors. Hi, Lee. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I got to tell you, the first time, and I'm sure you don't remember this because it's a long time ago, we first met at Paradise Island at the Atlantis during their grand opening celebration, which was
probably... Oh, yeah. I remember that well because that's where I met Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's right. Michael Jackson was there. I think Jimmy Buffett was there. I think I was sitting with you on the beach there watching Jimmy Buffett.
We could have been. Did you have an umbrella drink? I'm pretty sure I did.
Well, you had an umbrella drink, and you borrowed one of my chairs, too, I might add. So it was a remembering.
Oh, well, I hope I didn't offend you.
No. I was glad to give it up to you, Lee. It made it look like we were pals. Everybody said, hey, does Lee know you? He's borrowing your chair. But that was a spectacular event. I have to tell you, I have watched this movie. And that's what we're going to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. It is out in theaters today and on demand and digital on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, called Renegades. Wow. Lee, this is quite a movie.
Well, you know, a friend of mine, the producer, Jonathan Sostgott, in London, his company, Shogun Films, these are the types of films that he does, and I think it's the number one film company for old-fashioned action films, and it has a touch of the Quentin Tarantino look to it as far as, you know, how they go about it. I just enjoyed the heck out of the movie doing it, even though I must say I'm not in it all the way through. But, it, you know, it does have a great cast with Nick Moran and Ian Ogilvy and Danny Trejo. Boy, he walks into a room, you get your attention.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt about it. And I wasn't going to mention the fact that how long you're in the movie because I didn't want to give it away. Let me just put it this way, ladies and gentlemen. Lee plays a veteran Green Beret by the name of Carver, and he has had his daughter been threatened by a gang. And I won't tell you what they do to Lee, but I will tell you that they do take revenge on the individuals, his buddies, that are making these threats to Lee's daughter in the movie. And boy, I tell you, it is action-packed. Where'd you film it, Lee?
That was filmed in London. I went over there. And believe me, it's not like we just did it a few months ago. When I was there, we were locked down. I was locked down when I arrived for 5 days in the hotel room, and I could not leave the room. So thank God for room service. But finally got out to be able to film. And this guy, Daniels, he's a director. He's a wonderful director, as you can see. It's kind of an action-packed film. And I really enjoyed reading the script, and I said, yeah, I want to be a part of this. And the producer, they just sent me another script, and I got it yesterday. It's called The Reckoning, and that will be I haven't read it, but he told me that he thinks I should play a real villain, so I'm looking forward to reading it. Maybe I'll get a chance to be a bad guy for a while.
Lee, as an actor, is it fun being the bad guy? Because I've talked to so many people that say, you know, it's so nice every once in a while to get out of character, because let's face it, in all the TV shows I just mentioned, you were the hero.
Yeah, that's been a problem. And most of all the movies I did was always mostly the good guy also. The only one that I stepped out of was a couple of years ago when I did Ash vs. Evil Dead, which was shot in New Zealand with Bruce Campbell, and it was on the Starz Network. I don't know if you're familiar with
Yes, I am.
A lot of the young kids, younger teenagers, did love it, because when I go to the Comic Con, they want to come up and have that picture that I have there with me and Bruce Campbell.
Wow.
Ash vs. Evil Dead. So I can always tell their age when they come up. If they want a big belly, they're in their 70s and 80s, you know, or if they're younger, they've been watching reruns. So, yeah, I had three major shows that were in the top 10 in three different decades. So the generations change.
As I mentioned before, I watch this MeTV, and it's on every weekend. And The Big Valley plays like a movie. The quality of that show for television, even at that time, which was unbelievable, could be in the movie theaters.
We went on about 1964.
Right.
We were one of the first Westerns almost to go on in color.
Yeah. Yep.
You notice all the other shows that are run on some of those networks are black and white, like Bonanza, you know, Gunsmoke, all those Westerns in black and white.
Yeah.
And the reason is they're still on is they didn't pay any residuals. So they can run those forever. The actors don't get any penny. I don't get a penny from Big Valley, you know. And because the residuals didn't come in until sometime in the early 70s, I think.
Yeah, you're right about that. A lot of people don't realize that. They think that you're still making money.
Yeah, and let me tell you, if I'd gotten residuals every time a Big Valley show was run, I wouldn't be talking to you. I'd be on my own island, sipping on a margarita.
You'd be down at Paradise Island, aren't you?
Yeah, you got that.
That's pretty funny. You know, all of the marketing that went around, and I'm sure maybe you might be tired of talking about this, but there's so many people that still love it, and I'm one of them. The marketing that went around the $6 million man, of course, today it would be the $27 million man because of inflation, but the marketing was unbelievable.
No, they've been talking about this movie, and it's true. They've been working on this script for 3, 4, or 5 years, and Mark Wahlberg wants to do it very badly, and he's the one that's controlling it at the moment, and it will be called the $6 Billion Man.
Really?
Yeah. He's had it for a couple of years now, and he's been trying to, you know, they've changed the script a couple of times. They've changed directors twice, but they'll get it down there. I hope they get it while I'm still alive.
Oh, don't say that, because we don't want you to be alive. We don't want you ever to retire, Lee. You're too good of a talent to do that. But let me ask you, will you make an appearance in that $6 billion man?
it depends on Mark, I guess. You know, how they write the script. I have nothing to do with it, to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. But also, I know that Universal just kind of came and made a little deal for me, because I think they want to reboot the $6 Million Man. So I said, you know, it's time with me. But, I'm not going to be in it or anything. But they had to get permission.
Well, I tell you something. It's like anything else. They will be able to do it, but they won't be able to replicate the power of it when it first came out. And you will always be known as, Christopher Reeve will be known as Superman. I mean, you will always be known as that. Now, this Renegades, again, as I mentioned before, in theaters today, and it's going to be then on demand and digital streaming Tuesday, called Renegades. And you have come a long way since working as a parks director in the city of Los Angeles, you know?
Yeah, correct. I was making $2.15 an hour.
That was big at that time.
That was a city job, too.
Yeah, yeah. You probably had benefits and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know what? I went out and I auditioned, of course, and I got that Big Valley part. And I still went back to work. And we shot the pilot, and I still went back to work.
Really?
I never retired from that job until I finished 2 years at the Big Valley. And then I figured my career was going in that direction. So I went. I think I was the youngest one to retire for the city, the Recreation Parks Department of Los Angeles.
Lee, you mean to tell me you went from the Park Recreation Director right into Big Valley?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Wow.
I had to do something. I you know, it's like kids do out there. They wait on tables and park cars. But I had a college education, and I was able to apply for the city job and got it. So I would have been still on that park, you know, running that park.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you got the park. Big waste of big talent there. I mean, nothing wrong with the Recreation Department of L.A., but I think you did a little bit better than that.
You're very kind.
Again, the movie is Renegades. It's in theaters today. It will be on demand and digital Tuesday.
You know, they say select theaters, and I'm not sure. We may get to some early and some not. You know, some cities get it and some don't. So but it definitely will be on demand on Tuesday.
On Tuesday. Now, Lee, you got to do me a favor. That grand opening at the Atlantis on Paradise Island was a long time ago. We got to keep our visits a little bit close together then from here on out.
I don't even remember what year that was.
I think it was 1842, if my memory is correct.
About right after the Confederate War.
It was a long time ago. Hey, Lee, please join us again. You're a great guest, great talent. Love your work, and don't retire.
Thank you, and you have a blessed day, my friend.
Okay, thank you, Lee. Our special guest has been Lee Majors. You talk about a star. I mean, this man looks the part, but he not only looks it, he performs the part. Lee Majors with a brand new movie out. And over a remarkable career, he's had 3 hit television shows. $6 Million Man, you heard the music in the beginning, The Fall Guy, and The Big Valley.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. You talk about beauty and brains and talent. You got our next guest. You guessed it. And I know she gained a lot of notoriety being recognized as a 10. I go a little bit higher than that to a 12. Joining us right now is Bo Derek. Hi, Bo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for joining us. Nice to have you back. It's been some years since you've been with us, and it's good to have you back on our show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well,
there.
We got a lot.
With you.
Well, thank you, dear. I appreciate it. I normally don't have pretty girls tell me that, you know, so that... Now,
I'm sure.
You have a lot of things to talk about. This great thing that you're doing that is called American Hometown Heroes. Tell us about this, Bo, because I think this is sensational.
It really, I think so, too. I've been working with our disabled veterans for over 10 years through the Department of Veterans Affairs and chairing their rehabilitation events, which are the wheelchair games, the winter games, the summer games. But here's a situation where independent Yellow Pages across the country in 49 states have gotten together and organized. They don't require any funds from anybody. None of our tax dollars. They just simply offer, if any veteran goes to hometownheroes.org, they will be directed to their local independent Yellow Page company and provided business planning, free advertising in the Yellow Pages to start up their small business or offer their services and to help them get employment when they come home. And I love the idea that it's a group of entrepreneurs who came together and said, we want to do this because we want to do this, not because they get anything out of it. And I think that employment is high among our returning American heroes, and here's a link in that coming home and getting to work that I think private industry can provide better than a government agency and even probably a big nonprofit organization. And I hope that maybe other businesses can be inspired to do this and find a way to organize and provide these kind of services to these Americans who deserve everything we can give them.
Boy, amen to that. You know what's amazing to me, and I'm sure that you have found this on all of your work with veterans, is the fact that here are these people, men and women, go out and defend our freedom, and they come back to not only a economic condition in this country, which is suffering, but they come back to one that's even more so because they've been out of the workforce for so long, and employers say, hey, you know, we're looking for somebody with experience, and here are these people who the only reason they don't have the experience is because they're protecting our freedom.
But at the same time, and this is what employers should know, these are the highly disciplined Americans, and their experience and their training and what they can bring to any business is invaluable, I think.
Yes, you're right. You know, we were on a road trip not too long ago, and the driver of the coach I was in was a former veteran. And, well, not a former, a veteran. And and I said, why are you driving this coach? And he said, well, it's because it's the only job I had. In the 10, 12 days we were on that coach, I have to tell you something, Bo, this guy was most responsible, courteous, knowledgeable, and he, not to put down driving a coach as a bad job, but certainly was underneath his qualifications. And I just couldn't get over that, because here's a guy whose dedication, whose upmanship, it was right there, and he was driving a bus.
Well, you know, maybe he, in the future, he can start his own transportation company, go to the VA or some of these nonprofit groups, get a small business loan, and then use Hometown Heroes to provide that interim service to start a business.
Yeah, what a great way to turn that around. I have to admit that that's a great incentive, and the way you phrased it is probably the best way it could be said. Off the subject for just a moment. Your image as a number 10 in that movie, have you ever been able to go someplace and someone not ask you about that? I mean, I feel kind of funny even bringing it up, but I will. And but the fact is that it's such a, I mean, it's like Elvis Presley combined with Hound Dog. You just can't, you know, you think of one, you think of the other. I mean, is that ever become a hindrance? Or you just want to go to the mall and look like, not like a person that's in the movies and as beautiful as you are?
Thank you. You know, it was such a gift in my life that I've always realized it was a pretty small price to pay. If I could have all the perks and benefits from having been in that movie, but I can't go to the beach anymore, I can't walk around the mall, I'm fine with it, and I always have been. I've always seen the other benefits that were provided.
Yeah, and again, I say that with all due respect, because I'm sure you're tired of being asked those kind of questions.
No, I don't mind at all.
I don't mind at all. I'm sure every guy in the world or woman who interviews you is going to bring that up, and me, I just want to fit in the mold and do the same thing.
You know, fortunately, I've always had a really good private life, so I don't need to. I've never had the need to go out and party all night or go to hot spots and be hassled.
Yeah.
I could give those up very easily.
Yeah, you know what? After you've done this for a while, Bo, and I can appreciate what you're saying, is that you just, home looks mighty fine sometimes. Now, going back to the American Hometown Heroes, if they want to learn more, all of our people that are listening to us, where can they do that?
AmericanHometownHeroes.org. And you will be directed to your local independent Yellow Page company who has already committed to provide this service free of charge and help you get your business and reach directly. It's the best way to reach your consumer and your potential clients is through your local community phone book.
Yeah, and as you alluded to before, this is so important, and you've got, you know, some great people with you, as I mentioned earlier, Ann Margaret, Diane Cannon, John Corbett, yourself. Any others? Not that you need any after that list.
Yes, we do. I don't have the list in front of me right now, but yes, and we've got some heavy brass in the military. The Department of Veterans Affairs jumped right on this. When it was first just a notion, I put them in touch, with the Hometown Heroes Group, in touch with the Department of Veterans Affairs, and they pushed it along right away. They saw what an important service this would be to our veterans. So it was inspiring to see all these groups that normally there's so much red tape, so many, you know, so much research involved. Let's everybody talk about this for years before we move. I mean, it was up and running in probably 10 weeks.
Oh, wow. That's great. That goes to show the support from the private sector. That's phenomenal. And if you get a chance, please participate in this very good cause. AmericanHometownHeroes.com is the website. Bo, if you ever get down to Orlando, Florida, let us know. We'd love to have you as a guest.
Thank you. I'd love to.
Oh, let's do it. And stay lovely as always, dear.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Bo.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. The very lovely and talented, nice woman, very nice woman, Bo Derek. And we all remember her as a number 10 running on the beach in that famous movie that made her so popular. You're listening to Ron Segi today. We are all across the USA and around the world and on our internet site, which is ronsegi.com. ronsegi.com. Check us out.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get
USA Radio News.
Charges have been dismissed against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder in relation to the Flint water crisis. He's the eighth person to have a case thrown out in the scandal after a unanimous opinion from the state Supreme Court over the summer ruling a one-person indictment is not proper. Carrie Lake challenging her defeat in the Arizona gubernatorial election from last month. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Katie Hobbs, the state's Democratic Secretary of State. The vote count between the two candidates was outside the margin needed to trigger an automatic recount. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kremlin forces have turned the city of Bakhmut in the eastern part of his country into ruins. Russian President Vladimir Putin focusing on the four Ukrainian provinces that he has claimed to have annexed into the Russian Federation. Twitter is being sued for not paying for private flights for one of their executives. The case is in federal district court. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. And you have no idea how happy I am to hear this man's voice on our show. He used to be with us a lot of times, and he's been one busy man, and I'm so glad that he's back, and now back for a second season in national syndication for his show, Judge Jerry. We're going to talk about a lot of things with our friend, Jerry Springer. Hi, Jerry. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
I'm fine. Thanks, Ron. Thanks for having me, and being a judge now, you know, my wife said to me, she says, you know, honey, this is the first time in your life that I've ever seen Jerry Springer and honorable in the same sentence. she nailed it.
Well, I must call you an honorable Judge Jerry because we just had some kind of a justice on a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I was a little intimidated. Are you ever going to run for the Supreme Court? I mean, there's rumors going around, you know that.
Oh, I'm sure I'll be appointed.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure. Who's going to appoint you? We don't know, but you will be appointed.
I don't think.
No, that's for sure. Yeah. You know, before we talk about the show, which you do a terrific job, and I'm so happy that you're in the second season, I got to tell you something. Now, you and I have done this show many, many times in the past. There are some things that I didn't know about you, and I didn't really have them in progression. Can I run down this? And I don't want this to sound like Steve Allen said to me one time, like an obituary, okay? So.
Yeah.
First of all, you were born in London in a Highgate tube station because of the bombs of World War II. You successfully fled Eastern Europe and the Holocaust. I mean, I know you've done everything.
Yeah.
Degree in political science at Tulane University, a degree in law at Northwestern University, a lawyer in Cincinnati, ran for Congress in 70. You turned to local government, Cincinnati City Council for 5 terms, mayor of Cincinnati at age 33. Ran for Ohio governor. You were an anchor at a TV station, well known as an anchor man. You went on to do both a talk show in Chicago and in Cincinnati, going back and forth, back and forth. Then, of course, the show. Then the autobiography, Ringmaster, which was turned into a feature film. Then The Simpsons. Then the wax statue of you, Madame Tussaud. Then being elected as one of 10 most fascinating people. Then in the movies. Then in, of course, Dancing with the Stars. Speaking at Oxford University. Then became a theater actor. Had a Broadway appearance. An opera in London. Can you sing, Jerry?
Oh, beautiful four spaceships, guys.
Jerry,
when I sing, people get involved because they have to guess where the notes were supposed to have been.
Well, the reason I asked you if you sang is with all of these accomplishments and singing, you're a bigger full package than Elvis Presley. You know that, don't you?
I was going to say I'd rather be Elvis, but not now.
No. Bad ending.
I was part of that generation. Sure. I grew up, we all wanted to be Elvis.
Yeah, we sure
did. And, still miss him.
The way I feel some mornings, I feel like I'm him. Be honest with you, but that's another story. So tell us about.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You're terrific. You are everybody's friend. You really are. Now, the second season in the syndication, Judge Jerry, this is a great show. I assume by just looking at you on TV, you are having one hell of a good time.
I got to tell you, I really, really love doing this show. I mean, my other show, which, is running for 28 years now, I mean, obviously, that was fun. But adults could do it. I mean, you didn't have to have any kind of a brain. But doing this show, I have to study the cases, and so it's like being back in law school again, or being back at a law firm. So I really enjoy it. I thought at this age, I'd be retired, but now all of a sudden I have a reason to get up every morning and. And it's exciting. I love it.
Well, you know, the thing that gets me is that you are so believable in so many different venues. I mean, when you do something serious, when you're, a lawyer and you were serious, a newsman when you're serious, the Jerry Springer show when it was much lighter, now you have a combination of having to be serious, but you still have that tinge of showmanship in you as a judge. I mean, I can't imagine our supreme judges doing what you do.
No, well... to put me in the same sentence is not fair. What was the movie that was? My mind's blank.
I think it was Scare.
But But I just, I just saw it. It was really good.
I did too.
Oh, man, I can't think of the title. But anyway, I am no.
Well, you know,
I knew. Yeah,
there you go. You're going to use
the Kennedy one.
That's the Kennedy one.
Oh, no. It was Lloyd Benson.
Lloyd
actually.
Benson. Yeah.
Yeah. In the vice presidential debate in 88.
With Quayle.
Dan Quayle.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
When Dan Quayle was saying, well, John Kennedy was only 30 something or 40 something. And Lloyd Benson turned to him and said, I knew John Kennedy. John Kennedy was a friend of mine. You are no John Kennedy.
and you know, I remember that distinctly because I'm a presidential buff. I have a replica of the Oval Office in my home. That's how far I've
gone. Oh, that's great.
But I got to tell you, there is a comeback line to that. Quayle just wasn't fast enough to pick up on it, and I certainly am not going to go in that corner. But now, when you get these decisions that you have to come to, how difficult is it? I know this isn't the electric chair or life in prison decisions, but how much does it prey on your mind? Because I've often wondered, when a judge makes a decision that truly impacts the remainder of one's life, it's got to be something that preys on your mind 24 hours a day. I mean, I don't know how you'll get rid of it.
Yeah. Well, it's, first of all, this is small claim.
Right.
And the thing with, it's, even though the issues could be just as complicated, the dollar amount is less. But a small claims court is also a court of equity. By, what I mean by that is it isn't just statutory law. It's also what is fair and just. In other words, you can throw that into the equation. So it's not just a matter of looking at the whatever local ordinance they have in that state. I also try and see what is the fair thing, because not all laws are fair in every situation.
Right.
You know, sometimes your sense of justice is offended by having to apply a particular law when, you know, you're really going to hurt this person and they don't deserve to be hurt. So I kind of mix that. I kind of, the way I go to it is, what just, if I were their father or if I were their grandfather, you know, their parent, what, you know, what would I, how would I deal with this? What would I say to them? If it's time to be stern, I'd be stern, but always caring and always, you know, wanting not to hurt the child or the person in front of me. So I start on that basis and then see if there's a law that I can apply which would let me come to that result. Now, that's not the way the Supreme Court has to act, or a federal court, or even a court of appeals. But at the at this level of small claims, when you're often dealing with people that don't have a lot of money, that don't, you know, don't have all the resources, they're not showing up there with an attorney that can use every trick in the book.
Right.
I think, you know, it's kind of the responsibility of the judge to be a little protective of these people as well, not just, you know, slam the book at them.
Yeah, I think one of the, and I'm certainly in no position to say this, but I don't have the experience or the expertise that you have in this arena, but it is kind of a lesson learning type of thing before you go in front of a judge. I mean, you just don't want to be thrown in a slammer someplace. It does call for some kind of rehabilitation. But, you know, it sounds as if you have a lot of pre-trial preparation for the show versus, you know, your other show.
Oh, well, the other show, there was no preparation because I wasn't allowed to know what the show was about. So when they sent me out there, you know, you always see me holding the card. All the card has on it that I hold are the names of the guests, and but I never know what the subject matter is or what their story is. That's why the first question in every segment always is, so what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And then they start telling me the story, and my job in that show is to listen to their story, make some jokes, and bring out the next guest. So that's all that, you know, I was being paid there to try to be funny, you know, not based on any preparation, because I'm not supposed to be prepared for that show.
Interesting. People would wonder how you're not prepared for a show, but you did it with great ease and confidence. And our guest is Jerry Springer, talking about his second season of Judge Jerry. We're going to ask him what the difference between a show that's unrehearsed and one that he has to prepare a lot for, which is totally another ball game. Well, we're going to pause for just a few moments, but we're going to come back live all across the USA and around the world with our special guest and longtime friend with Ron Sedgie today.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgie today. Our special guest has agreed to stay with us for another segment of our show today, and that is our friend Jerry Springer. His show, Judge Jerry, is now in its second season already. Seems like it just started in syndication nationwide. Check your local listings for time and station. Last segment, we were talking about not rehearsing for the Jerry Springer show compared to the work that he has to do in preparing for Judge Jerry. And Jerry, how does it differ between the two shows? shows.
On the court show, yeah, we tape every other week, and we do 35 cases a week.
Wow.
And on the off week, they send me the cases so I can research them. Because these people come from all 50 states, and each state obviously has different laws, different ordinances,
sure,
from their whatever community they're in. And so the off week is when I'm doing the research, and then we hear from them, the witnesses and the parties, the week of the taping.
But you know, Jerry, there is an immense amount of talent when it comes to doing things off the cuff, like you did with the other show. Because I mean, look at shows like the, you know, the old Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. A lot of that was off the cuff. That takes a real talent to be able to go out there unscripted and do something and make it work. And, man, you did it excellently. I mean, you are just so good at that.
You're kind, but you know what? Most people are like that. If you think about it, when you're out with your friends, you're constantly, you know, you have quips and comments, and sometimes they're funny and sometimes they're interesting. And it's just, if you can forget that there's a camera there and just talk to the person, that'll come out naturally.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I would argue, you know, it's good to be a nice person, I guess, but it's not a particular talent. And I think if you go into it thinking, boy, I'm going to have to perform, you blow it because it doesn't come across as sincere. Just go out and be yourself as if you were talking to, you know, your spouse or your friends at home.
So, for example, when you say my spouse, because my spouse, you know what it is? And I know, Jerry, that you probably fall in the same category anybody who's ever gone in front of an audience has, where you sit down with your wife when they say, listen to this line, you're going to love it, I'm going to use it tonight, and you're done with it. She says, are you finished? You know, and then you don't want to say it to anybody. But when you go, you know that.
You are. Oh, man, yeah.
So don't ever try that material on your wife. Do you still have a home down here in Florida?
Yeah, Sarasota.
Sarasota. I performed the last few years with a 15-piece orchestra doing a tribute to Dick Clark's American Bandstand. And
oh,
I was just there. I wish I'd have known it. I'd have had you come over and say hi and promote the show.
Oh, man, yeah. So you're doing a Dick Clark kind of show, or?
Well, I'm a singer, so I have a 15-piece orchestra and backup singers behind me.
Oh, man, Ron.
And I do
great.
The songs from the 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, anywhere from Elvis to Del Shannon to Neil Diamond and everything else.
Oh. Right. What am I thinking? I went blank. Of course you do. Yes.
And I was just down there, just about a couple miles south of you. Next time I go in that area, I will have to ring you up so that you can be there.
Oh, yeah. And I'll come up and we'll do Elvis together.
We'll do Elvis together. Or we'll do the national anthem like you were doing earlier.
Yeah, I think I'll go with Elvis.
You could be a hunk of burning Jerry,
right? But if I do the national anthem, people will get up already, but they'll get up to leave.
You know, it's funny you should mention that, because a dear friend of mine is Lee Greenwood, and the last song that we do on the show is God Bless the USA.
Yeah.
And I told him, you know, it's a great song. Everybody stands up, but it's a really, really, really sneaky way to get a standing ovation, okay?
Oh, I know.
They're standing for the song, not for me.
Me singing My Friend the Witch Doctor. That doesn't get a standing ovation. I won't do it.
That's great. I got to ask one quick question. I know you're on a busy schedule. Yeah. But back to the days when you had a show in Chicago and in Cincinnati, you made that commute every single day, Jerry?
Yeah, 5 days a week.
Five days a week, yeah.
Wow.
That got
to be too much. I did that for about a year and a half, and then, you know, that's when I stopped doing the news. I'd done it for 10 years and just devoted full time to the show.
Yeah.
And, it just became too much to do both. And the company, because it's, for them, a bigger revenue maker, wanted me to do the show. Yeah. So,
you know, Jerry, I know that you've probably been asked this a million times about going back into politics, but I mean this sincerely, okay? I mean, I don't want you to do that because I have too much fun watching you entertain.
But, I'm too old.
Well, plus the fact everybody wants to still love you, and when you go into politics, that sometimes doesn't
matter. No one loves you anymore. That goes.
That goes out of the door. But I tell you something, out of all the field presently in the Democratic field, you'd be the front runner in a New York heartbeat. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, well, I don't know that, but Well, it probably, well, yeah, but we need someone on the other side to run against him.
Yeah.
I don't know that. I was hoping, actually, I you know, I'm not a Republican and I'm not conservative, but I was kind of hoping Romney back when.
Yeah.
And I did a podcast on that. I said, look, I'm not a Republican. I'm not conservative. But for Republicans who just, you know, can't take the president's behavior, Romney should run.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's as conservative as you can get.
Right.
You know, and you don't have to make excuses for behavior or some of the craziness. And he should. But now, of course, you know, with his vote, you know, it would go nowhere. But he should have challenged him. No one challenged him in the party. They all just went away. And now it's his party exclusively.
Well, he could certainly win the favor of the Democrats right now.
Win the favor of the Democrats?
Yeah.
Well, they probably want to run against him, but they've got to get, you know, their view is, or the Democrats' view is, but if they run someone that can be labeled socialist, whether or not it's true, that will all of a sudden change the conversation.
Right.
And that's how, because people will be arguing that.
No,
but we'll see.
See?
We'll see.
See how good you are at that? You can do that. You can sing. You can dance now with Dancing with the Stars. I'm telling you, you're the full package. I mean, you know, God forbid something ever happened to you. They got to have a tour of your home like Graceland. I mean, you're it, man.
Well, I'll tell you, if I'm looking for an agent, I'm going to call you. You're great. Thanks, Ron.
Hey, Jerry, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you.
Take it easy.
Okay, my friend.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll tell you one thing, I really enjoy when he's on the show. We hadn't talked to him in a very long time, too long, and he's back again with Judge Jerry Springer. We're all hollering in the studio, Jerry, and he'll be back with us before you know it, because now that his show is up and running and he's got a lot of things to talk about, he's always welcome here. We're going to pause for a second. We invite you, though, to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get to that site, check out our latest show on demand 24/7. And as Jerry and I were talking about, you can check our website for our concert tours, which are going to be starting after the first of the year, hopefully, at SegiSings.com. And we'll be right back with more.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Dust, two burnt end platters, three.
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken, and we're short staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
In
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you overwhelmed with credit card debt and unable to pay your bills? Has your income decreased or have you lost your job? At Credit Card of America, we offer a free, no-obligation consultation to learn how you can cut your payments by up to half and potentially lower your interest down to zero. Credit Card of America is an A-plus rated company that will work on your behalf. We've counseled over 1 million consumers struggling with debt just like you. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation and learn how you can become debt-free. Call 800-291-3818. That's 800-291-3818.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guest this first hour, talented man indeed, Lee Majors, with a brand new movie out right now. I also want to thank beautiful Bo Derek and my buddy Jerry Springer. He's a trip. He's really a nice man. Next hour from CBS News, Leslie Stahl. She has a book out about grandparents, and it's a great book for Christmas giving, so we thought we'd bring her on and talk about it. The executive producer of Independence Day, Stargate, Godzilla, and a brand new show that's coming up, Dean Devlin, Emily Rydell from Discovery's Bering Sea Gold, Elizabeth Warner talking about toys, and Dr. Mary Jean Minkin. And that's next hour with Ron Segi today.